Yo, this your boy Black Donald Trump Radio, and you already know we keeping everything legit. This is straight Black Hood Politics. Let's go, y'all. I got some stuff to get into, y'all. As y'all can see, I'm back on my bullshit, living my best life. Let's get it. I want to talk a little bit about something that's kind of, you know, it's kind of old, but you know, it's still kind of relevant because you know she had always lived through us. I want to talk about, we're going to get in a little bit of discussion. I'm going to run this clip about Sandra Bland. Listen up.
Now to the latest on Sandra Bland, the woman who was found dead in a Texas jail cell 3 days after being arrested during a traffic stop. Police have released new video from outside her cell around the time she died, as her family awaits the results of that private autopsy. ABC's Ryan Smith has been tracking the case for us. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Robin. Authorities say they believe Sandra Bland's death was a tragic accident and not one of criminal intent, but they also add they're viewing this like they would a murder investigation and now releasing video from inside the jail where she was held during the last moments of her life.
This morning, authorities say this newly released jailhouse video shows the moments police officers realized Sandra Bland was dead, hanging in her cell, a garbage bag around her neck. The three-hour surveillance tape shows little activity in the hallway leading to Bland's cell. But watch as this officer goes to check on her, looks through a window, and runs back to the main jail area to summon help.
This is being treated like a murder investigation.
The Texas Rangers now investigating how she died after being arrested in this routine traffic stop. Police placed her in this area of jail cells. You can't see her, but they claim her health was intact.
There were no reported injuries by Ms. Bland. No additional medical treatment was requested.
And less than 3 hours before her death, authorities say jailers conducted their rounds.
A jailer personally spoke with Ms. Bland. Ms. Bland reported to this jailer, "I'm fine."
Later, she asked about making a phone call, one never made. It would be their last conversation with her. An hour later, a guard comes to Sandra's cell.
The jailer looked through the window and observed Ms. Bland hanging from her privacy partition in her cell.
But this video still leaving her family with more questions than answers.
Wasn't much of anything there, so of course that still was lingering questions. I will tell you that what I think it shows is that it's clear that something's wrong.
And while a coroner listed Sandra's cause of death as suicide, authorities say they're not so sure.
So it is too early to make any kind of determination that this was a suicide or a murder.
Police say they expect to release dash cam video of the arrest today, and they're downloading data from Sandra's phone indicating she was recording the incident. As for her family, they're hoping private autopsy results expected today will help solve the mystery of her death, George.
Okay, Ryan, thanks very much. Let's talk.
Now, come on now, y'all. This is the Black Donald Trump Radio. Yeah, yo. I'm not gonna let y'all down, man. You gotta keep the faith, man, and have common sense, man. Do y'all really think that girl killed herself, man? I mean, I'm not saying anything is possible, anything ain't possible. But come on now, man. Hang yourself with a trash bag. And then on top of that, the officer hurt her head and her hand. So how can she tie a rope or a trash bag, a plastic trash bag at that, and hang herself? Come on, y'all. Give me somebody to just tune in and talk to me, man. Because I can't just believe that, man. She was a strong Black woman, man. You know, anything is possible. But come on now, man. They didn't check on that girl for, 4 or 5 hours, man? It's just something weird about that, y'all. Just everybody just let me know how y'all feel about that. Sandra Bland, rest your soul. You know, condolences to your family, baby girl. One love, y'all.